Now the sound of
the most diabolical of all time.
Satire.
I fear him almost as much as I hate him.
Remember, viewers, some of this language is disturbing.
So much for the cussing. Fuck that motherfucker. Let's do this.
Check out my butt.
He's got a lot of power.
I was always taught to turn the other cheek.
So by following his nose and talking fast, our man gets his camera inside and very soon finds he's improperly dressed for the occasion, but not to worry.
He proceeded to take all of his clothes off and get completely naked.
By following these simple rules of body care and grooming, you too will achieve that feeling of well-being so important to make your dreams of happiness come true.
But as far as I'm concerned, the overriding question is,
do you suck dicks?
Do you suck cock?
I'm asking the fucking questions here, Private. Do you understand?
No, I don't.
What the hell does that mean?
That means it's time for
balls across the nose. Oh!
And also, if you refrigerate your steak,
gag me with a broom.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Rather shriveled and unattractive.
He possesses
Summer's Eve and Cheese Whiz.
You put it on there to try to fill up some of the
black denim trousers and motorcycle boots.
Who is in possession of
Cheese Whiz processed cheese spread?
I am.
And then you know what she did?
She put it into the mouths of each of those boys.
I like it.
Listen, I got a call about two creepy dudes hanging out in the playground.
Masturbating in front of others.
And I hope you keep doing that.
I love myself more every day.
By masturbating.
You love yourself more every day.
No, I don't.
You take care of yourself.
By masturbating.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
He's going to use one or two hands.
I use an old spoon with a wood handle.
Dyed red, so your lipstick wouldn't stain it.
That's correct, Bill.
Once you have done this, you will get the results you want.
Pornography will take you to places that you never thought you would go.
Places that become very, very special.
And for that, you will be
proceeding according to
the art of sucking dick.
For instance, I'm gonna suck his dick now, but I won't lick his balls till next month.
Oh, that's too bad.
Someone should have
provided guidelines for rewriting history according to
Johnny Mathis.
Johnny tells his mother what he's learned about the supermarket.
They have glorified drug use
and sells it illegally.
You can get them from $5 to $25.
And the savings achieved through its low cost can be applied to reaching customers more often.
Tell your parents to buy
the harder drugs, such as morphine and heroin.
And you can
save big money at Menards.
Do you ever buy crack from them?
Yes, I am, damn it.
And he cracked open a gourd, dipped his penis inside,
and then fucked it with the patch.
But I don't think we'll be showing that.
Instead,
let's look at how to run a manual film strip projector.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It's awful.
I'll never get it.
So remember.
Let me see.
I've been thinking about that, Oscar.
Fucking thing sucks.
Well, you know, that's just like
a basic error in American thought.
And we call it entertainment.
Remember, this is close encounters of the wrong kind.
And he passes
gas with oily discharge.
The breeze from passing poisonous gases.
Forget how to breathe.
Uh-huh.
Appeared to lose control
of his bowels.
The only sound he could get out of it
was a little like a grumble.
I felt the air rise up in me.
Make the bass come out so clear, please.
Letting off strong and I was
passing toxic gases and vapors
because
it will explode.
When it comes to bass, I explode the planet. This is the thunder from up under.
He just literally exploded.
The trouble is he keeps
going to school to learn how to stink.
It sounded like shit, so
it is kind of hard to breathe.
Now comes the nauseating task of removing
feces thrown all over the walls.
Mom comes home and sees a mess she made of her kitchen.
She is sick in bed.
Because she had syphilis and didn't get treated.
And taken 100 specimens from it in a single day.
The last thing I want to come home to is something like this.
There was poop up to the ceiling.
So he locked her up in a prison wagon.
I'm gonna be sore. Just you wait.
Meanwhile, the boys were thrilled by the stunt.
One of them was
a wonderful, happy man by the name of Andrew.
Who thought it was very tasty and gobbled it down as quickly as possible.
And the other was
Johnny Mathis,
who by now was notorious, but he
had to eat his way through
the biggest goddamn pile of shit.
Oh, this tastes like shit.
Everybody will be eating shit.
All right, stop it. Stop it right there.
So the musicians stopped.